Senator Jesse Keel and Representative Sarah Hannan, who represent Northern Southeast Alaska and Juneau, and Representative Dan Ortez, who represents Ketchikan and some Prince of Wales communities, held the stage for half an hour at the Southeast Conference. The trio didn't pull their punches when it came to discussing Governor Dunleavy's efforts to cut the state budget by over $400 million. Ortez, a third-term independent, called out the governor's attempt to take 50% of raw fish taxes, historically collected by communities to support harbors and other infrastructure, and transfer them into the state budget. He also criticized the 20% cut to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which has impaired the agency's constitutional mandate to manage the state's fisheries. Ortez suggested that the administration had overshot its goal of being efficient and was doing harm.
While I'm going to continue to be an advocate for efficiencies as we move forward, we also need to make sure that in our attempt to achieve efficiencies that we're not overcutting these agencies that have a very, very important job that links directly into how our economy is going to move forward in a positive way in the future.
Representative Sarah Hannan has been in the legislature for 9 months. She said that the administration and legislature had cut the budget beyond what is acceptable for a healthy economy of Alaska. That remark generated a round of applause from the Southeast Conference. So did this one from a legislator whose district includes much of Juneau.
We've got a diversified economy, but when you take 817 state jobs out of our region, jobs that had mortgages, jobs that supported families, that's really crippling to a region. And it may not have shown up as significantly in Anchorage, and there's that idea that if you concentrate the entire economy in one place, you have some efficiency. But for a state, that's not good. The goal of government isn't to be efficient. We want it to be efficient. Our goal of governing should be to serve the needs of our state.
Hannan got another ovation for alluding to a person who is no longer director of OMB, a reference to Donna Ardoin, whom Governor Dunleavy brought in from out of state to oversee the drafting of this year's budget. Dunleavy has since moved Ardoin into a consulting role. Senator Jesse Keel, also a first-term legislator from Juneau, said this was an opportunity to push for a return to budgeting from the bottom up.
The governor hasn't changed his philosophy. We're still going to have he and I some differences, I think, of opinion. But there was a good conversation about moving more of the work of developing the governor's budget proposal into the departments where they do the actual work.
The two House districts that represent Juneau saw a complete turnover in their legislative delegation last fall. Another newcomer, Representative Andy Story, was scheduled to appear at the forum but was not present. Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Senator Bert Stedman both appeared before the conference on the previous day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.